Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Creative communities have been hit hard by COVID-19 here in San Antonio and beyond. The pandemic and its economic fallout continues to jeopardize the future of our artists and cultural institutions and arts organizations. So the city has been reacting to that. We're going to explore what the city has done to step up to help San Antonio creatives during the pandemic, what grants and relief funding has been made available, and what resources are still out there that can help our artists and these organizations. If you have a question, you can call in. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. You could also tweet at us at TPRSource, email us at thesource@tpr.org, and text us at that number, 833-877-8255. We're joined by Debbie Rockesitter, the Executive Director of the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture. Debbie Rockesitter, it's great to have you back on The Source. And also with us, Crystal Jones, Marketing, Film, and Music Administrator for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture. Crystal Jones, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for having us on today.
Great. And Diana Hidalgo joins us, Cultural Affairs Administrator for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture. Diana, welcome to The Source.
Hi. Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, the Debbie Rockesitter, I'm going to ask all three of y'all, and you can give me your response. What have you seen happening with arts funding in San Antonio and our arts community over the past year or so with COVID-19?
Well, David, I'll take that question. So, obviously, it's been very dramatic. The pandemic and COVID-19, and it's impacted the creative economy. In San Antonio, for the City of San Antonio, we've traditionally funded our arts programs with hotel occupancy tax, and the hotel occupancy tax obviously is impacted with not too many people traveling. So we've seen those revenues go down, and we had in the middle of fiscal year 20, around April timeframe, we had a major issue where we had to reduce some grants and furlough many of the staff of my department, and we were able to come back with some federal CARES Act money and offer some grants to help make up for some of those losses. So we're hopeful that things will improve, but obviously they're not improving as quickly as we would like.
Yeah, I mean, that's why this is a tragedy. We live in a tragic time. All sorts of things are being lost, human lives, people's businesses. People are making lots of sacrifices, and that is going to impact what we have available to fund for arts and culture. But the city does seem to be trying to make adjustments and make the most of it. So I want to have the same question to Crystal Jones, with the Marketing, Film, and Music Administrator. In your area, what have you seen with COVID-19?
As Debbie said, it's been very dramatic with funding impacts to our programs and to our initiatives. I will say, in specific to film and really across the board with arts, our arts organizations in San Antonio and artists are incredibly innovative, even in times outside of the pandemic. They really lead in innovative programming. And so I will say for film in particular, what we've seen is that the community really turned to filmmakers to take programming that would traditionally happen in person to an online format. So where there have been absolute tragedies in our community, there have been moments of incredible creativity and innovation when it comes to working together collaboratively to bring programming and a sense of normalcy to our community through arts and culture, and often with filmmakers behind the scenes making that happen.
And Diana Hidalgo, Cultural Affairs Administrator for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture, what have you seen as the city and the local community's adaptation to the restraints of COVID-19?
Right. As Crystal pointed out, the transfer to everything online, so many of our delegate arts agencies worked very quickly to get programming online. Some of them, it was very easy for them to move online. Others worked very hard to get these programs out to the community so people could have the arts and the cultures that they crave during this difficult time. And so they were so innovative and resilient in providing these programs to the community. And I think, you know, we're able to reach so many people during this time and provide these new this new format.
And so I do have a question. This is anonymous, an email. And Crystal Jones, maybe you can answer this for us. Is it true that the San Antonio Film Commission has been eliminated? If so, what is the reason for that move? Are there any other entity that will replace it? What is the vision for supporting filmmakers in the filmmaking scene in San Antonio?
Actually, that is inaccurate. Our film commission is still operating. Film permits is what we manage, so we allow filmmaking on city-owned property are absolutely in order, and we have myself and one other team member managing that process, as well as the services that we provided previously in terms of connecting film productions with cast and crew, locations, and resources. Our budget was impacted tremendously, as Debbie mentioned. So our film incentive that is managed locally has been suspended at this time. We do still have a state incentive that we connect filmmakers to. And in fact, in fiscal year 20, it was very interesting. We actually had more filmmaking happening than we did the previous year, even though our film permit system was shut down for a three-month period due to COVID. So our film commission is still very much active, ready to help, and people can find our resources at filmsanantonio.com.
Debbie Rockesitter, Executive Director of the city's Department of Arts and Culture. What is the city, I mean, with arts and culture being such a dynamic part of San Antonio and the way that San Antonio presents itself internationally, is there a concern that we will see a contraction in the number of local artists and arts organizations when we get through with COVID-19?
Well, we have seen some changes in the art scene, but being able to provide some of those SA Cares for Art grants in the middle of the pandemic, I think, helped get some people to a certain point. We did go through a strategic planning process online this fall, and the City of San Antonio City Council and Mayor adopted new guidelines for our core grants, which includes a new grant that is directly for individual artists to make projects. So this is something that we've traditionally done through other nonprofits where they would re-grant for the city, but with our experience in doing the SA Cares for Art grants directly to artists, we felt like that we could work directly with the artists to help them in their creativity so that they could continue their work throughout this pandemic and have some things to come out of with it. It's seed money to get them going, and it's in a adopted policy by City Council that we would be issuing these grants every year. Our goal next year is to give out at least 15 $5,000 grants to individual artists to do projects to keep artists here in San Antonio and keep them working as artists.
And so this is, I know that the city had to suspend arts funding, and that is something that hit, 43 different arts organizations, and that was back in April. And then there was a reaction to that. The city moved some money around. And is that come from this new money that was made available, Debbie?
Yes. So in the summer of 2020, with some of the small business funds that we got from the federal government, we included arts nonprofits and artists as small businesses, and the Department of Arts and Culture managed $2.6 million in grants that were directly for relief to those organizations and artists. But the new funding for fiscal year 22 coming forward with these new grants is pretty much looking like it would come from the sources that we've had in the past, the hotel occupancy tax. We don't know exactly how that money is looking moving forward because the projections haven't always worked out. We thought our pandemic would be over by now and everybody would be back to normal, and that didn't happen. The City of San Antonio city manager, as well as Mayor and City Council, saw the need for arts and culture in fiscal year 21, and our fiscal year starts in October of 2020. And they allocated $1.6 million of general fund to help make up for the losses in the hotel tax so that the agencies would not see so much of a reduction. So they're working very hard to try to balance the budget. It's a very difficult task when there's a lot of needs going around. But I think our city council and mayor recognize how important the arts are to our economy in San Antonio and to our culture and to our authenticity that we are as a city.
And Diana Hidalgo, Cultural Affairs Administrator, the culture of San Antonio and its reaction to COVID-19 and so many other the hardships that we've faced over the past year. And so, I mean, that we definitely need outlets for that, don't we?
Right, absolutely. You know, we, as Debbie said, we did launch the SA Cares for Art grant for nonprofit art businesses and for artists. And we worked so closely with everybody who applied for this grant. We had 130 artists that received this grant, and they were all so appreciative. And, you know, we got to hear from a lot of people who later came back to the department and said, you know, thank you for this money. This is what I did with it, or this is how it helped me. I spoke with one of the grant recipients earlier today, and she mentioned to me, you know, of course this is a devastating time, and of course, you know, there are still needs, and these artists want to create work. But she mentioned to me, you know, this downtime has allowed me to think of other areas that I am creative in and think of other projects that I may have abandoned that I didn't have time to work on. So it's great to hear, you know, the community and the artists, our artists say, you know, we're looking at the positive part side of this. And so I know that they all want to create work, you know, that artists need to live and they need to create, have money. And so for them to be able to have other avenues to be able to put out art for the city of San Antonio and for our residents and our visitors to appreciate, you know, is great.
We're talking about the city of San Antonio and how it's adapting to funding arts in San Antonio during this pandemic, as we've seen a reduction in tourism here, but that could bounce back probably with some pent-up demand. So how will we respond to that, and how are local artists being able to take advantage of programs that are helping them during this tough time? If you have a question or a comment, if you would like to qualify but you don't know how to qualify, if you've got a question, give us a call. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, and we're going to be right back.
This is Kamala Platt. Centuries of transcultural experience and philosophy suggests that if we valued our arts and offered opportunities for participatory arts, particularly in communities that face daily disenfranchisement, we would unleash an emancipatory force against the ills our city faces. We would save, not spend, our resources.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. We're talking about arts funding in San Antonio during this pandemic, and we have seen quite a big reduction in the hotel motel occupancy tax funding, which has been traditionally used to help fund arts in San Antonio, because San Antonio arts and culture is a big reason why we have this tourism industry in San Antonio. But what's it going to look like moving forward? Are you a local artist? Have you reached out for support? And what did you find? The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Join our conversation. Let us know what you've experienced. So Debbie Rockesitter, Executive Director of the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture, one of the big developments since the COVID outbreak is this being able to Zoom so much. People have really embraced that technology because we can't get together. Has that something that's been, people have previously have observed that it was very difficult to go to some of these arts meetings because they're during the daytime and downtown parking and they have child care issues. But if those things are on Zoom, doesn't that make it more available for people to participate and get informed?
We have seen that having virtual meetings and performances and things have increased the number of people interested in the arts and worried about the arts. we know that there are people who are all around the world who are watching San Antonio's arts and culture online. And I love the fact that we have so many unique, culturally specific organizations that can give information about special things that we do only here in San Antonio, or about our communities that we have here in San Antonio and our artists. And so it's actually been a way for the rest of the world to look at San Antonio in a different way, and maybe, hopefully, that will spark them to actually come here and get to experience our art in person and our culture in person.
Crystal Jones, a marketing, film, and music administrator, one of the big issues from the COVID-19 is that a lot of venues were shut down and we couldn't have mass gatherings. And that was really hard on people who make a living from music. What's happening with our music scene moving forward?
As you mentioned, music has been certainly a topic of conversation, not locally, but it's certainly a national issue. And one of the things that we did as soon as COVID-19 impacted our community is start a resource page for our artists, where musicians, filmmakers, artists of all kind can go and find resources available to them. One item that has been a significant topic of conversation nationally is the Shuttered Venues Protection Program. It's a grant that will be provided through the Small Business Administration to help shuttered venues, specifically for live music venues. There's other eligible venues in that realm, but really this started from a conversation about live music. And so we are providing information to our organizations, venues, performing arts venues, and organizations that this grant will be coming up soon. We're waiting anxiously for SBA to open this grant. So making sure that people know about this, because some venues can qualify for up to $10 million in grant funding. So we're really a connection point. Not only did we provide our own resources during this pandemic, but we're a connection point for our arts community to find resources that are available beyond San Antonio for them.
And the full-time gigging musicians that we had in San Antonio, who were, you know, busy all the time, maybe they were at the symphony or maybe they were jazz performers, but now that became very difficult to continue to pay the bills if you couldn't get the gigs. What kind of help was available for those folks?
Well, as we talked about, the SA Cares for Art program was very much for musicians as well as all of our artists. So we had many musicians that applied for those funds. And we were gratefully able to fund every eligible artist through that program. There's also ways that many people might have heard on radio programs or even TV or online. There's been ways where the city of San Antonio has engaged with local musicians for paid gigs to help get the message out about the importance of wearing a mask. So you may have heard about the What Will It Take campaign that was led by our government and public affairs team, where we worked hand in hand to connect them with our artist community for active gigs. And then, of course, we've also done telethons. For instance, we did work with Texas Public Radio and Luminaria to have musicians and artists do telethons to raise funds for a relief program that in turn supported those musicians on the back end with grants.
Diana Hidalgo, Cultural Affairs Administrator. Many people look at arts funding in San Antonio and they want to make sure that it's equitable in how the funding is distributed, particularly when it comes to reflecting the culture of San Antonio, looking at the diversity that we have to offer and making sure that funding is available across the board. Is that happening?
Yes. So in our new core grant funding program guidelines, as Debbie said, one of our newest grant programs is our project grants for individual artists. And so these $5,000 grants, which we will be opening up at the beginning of March, on March the 9th, these applications, they are going to be competitively scored, but we are going to be giving preference points for racial and ethnic communities of color and women and LGBTQIA+, and for veteran artists. So that's something that we're implementing. And then our guidelines were newly adopted by City Council, but even with our previous guidelines, we have a culturally specific support program. And that's for our agencies that receive our base operational support, and they get a 20% additional funding. And these are for mission-driven agencies who are preserving and promoting the cultures of Latino, African American, Asian American, Native American, women. And then with our new guidelines, we added LGBTQIA+. And so those are areas that we're definitely looking at and we're definitely keeping in mind, because we know that that's important to the community and it's important to our arts organizations.
Debbie Rockesetter, how difficult is for someone to do these applications, and who qualifies?
So for our agency core grants, it's a basic application that's a pass-fail. You have to be a nonprofit arts organization with a mission as arts and culture. Can't be recreational or others. It has to be specifically arts and culture. And you have to be in existence in San Antonio and operating for at least 3 years. And then we fund based on a scale and based on how much money we have. So it's a pretty simple application. Of course, we're the government, so there's a lot of things that we do ask for, just for transparency and for accountability. And for artists, we're trying to be as easy as possible and coming up with great ideas. We can do these videos on showing them how to go through the application. So Crystal will be working on some of those things as well with our marketing team.
It seems, you know, some people are better at filling out grants and taking an artist presentation and figuring out how to make it live online, and then other people people have different sets of skills. Is there some sort of pool that you can tap into to figure out how do I monetize my art online? How do I, what I used to sell at La Vita or some of these other places, I had showings at galleries, all that's gone. And now I know there is a market for what I have. I just don't know how to access that. Crystal Jones, are we able to help local artists figure that out?
Yes, we are. So part of our resources page, that was one item that we considered, especially when the pandemic first hit our community. Helping people transition to an online format. So on our resources page, which is located at sanantonio.gov/arts, we do have a document that says, these are some tips and tricks on how to take your art online, how to set up a mechanism where people can either contribute or purchase artwork. And then on that resources page, we also update it with workshops that are provided and professional development opportunities that are provided to help advance our community. And with our application specifically for our grant programs, with us transitioning to an online format as well, we have taken opportunities to help our arts community through our application process by doing how-to videos, tutorials, workshops, and putting those online on our website to help walk them through our own processes.
And Diana Hidalgo, we've heard that many of these grants are for arts organizations, but if you're an individual, do you turn yourself into an organization? Do you find other people like yourself and create an organization? Is that how they should deal with this?
No, now that we have the new project grants for individual artists, which is a program we're really excited about, And as I said, that program is going to be launching on March the 9th. That is for San Antonio-based artists to create new works that they will display within the city. And it's open to all art forms, so they don't need to, you know, if you're not an arts organization, you can apply for this project grant for individual artists. We, as Crystal said, are doing videos online to help walk individuals through this application process. And we're always available to provide assistance or answer questions via email or over the phone. If people have problems with their grant, we would love to help them, through that process if they need help.
Right. And I think that should be a big takeaway from our conversation, is that you are there to help, and that if people feel stymied or that they don't know what to do, the uncertainty can be paralyzing at times. send an email, pick up the phone, give them a call, figure out a way to make it happen. We're going to take a break. If you've got a question or a comment about how to find access to the funding, are you an artist, a musician, a filmmaker in San Antonio, part of our local arts industry here, our arts, our cultural habitat that we have in San Antonio, give us a call. 833-877-8255. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the city of San Antonio and how it's adapted during the time of COVID to maintain arts funding. What's available? Who qualifies? If you're a local artist, how have you been dealing with this? If you've applied for a project, what kind of assistance did you find? What would you like to have San Antonio's landscape look like moving forward? The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. I have an email question from Leslie. I am a teaching artist, and my project is school-based and requires close contact among students. I established a nonprofit last winter so I could participate in fundraising for the projects. When COVID hit, I didn't know what to do, but I let it go until I could find a way to move forward. As a new nonprofit artist project, what are some ways that I can network, connect, and possibly gain some assistance, monetarily or otherwise, to prepare for when I can start doing my projects again? And so Debbie Rockesitter, Executive Director for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture, what can you tell Leslie?
Yes, so our organizational funding is for established nonprofits that have been in existence for at least 3 years. So our funding for organizations is not really for startups. We have some great nonprofits here in town, and I would encourage anybody who wants to do art to connect with an existing nonprofit and not necessarily start up a new nonprofit. But if you have a project, you can apply as an individual artist for arts projects, and that includes educational projects. It just has to be displayed in the public at some point. So I think that that's where I would recommend Leslie go, is to look at our individual artist grant projects.
So that point you make about established nonprofits who have been around for 3 years or longer, now I have heard some people say that this is an obstacle for them, because what we have is a category of usual suspects who tend to fit these those requirements, and others don't. So I mean, you know the names of these organizations that I'm talking about, and they're the ones that seem to able to get quite a bit of this funding. So, but what you're telling me is that there are other ways of accessing arts funding in San Antonio, even if you haven't been around for one of these established art organizations for 3 years or longer. Is that right?
That's right. And we are also looking at some events grants that we would probably be opening up next year. This year, there's a kind of a limitation on being able to do some in-person events, but we want to get to the point where we're back to normal and people can go to in-person events. And so we do have a new grant program coming forward in the future that are for events grants that you don't have to be as established of an organization, and it can be for your one-time project. So those will be coming forward probably in about a year from now. Right now we want to focus on, yeah, the usual suspects, but we don't want them to go away, right? We want them to exist. So we need to keep them sustained, and we want to continue working with those. So I would encourage anyone who loves the arts to continue to participate in the arts with organizations that they love, attend a performance or an exhibit, donate to these nonprofits, donate to these new nonprofits, and get them started to help be a part of the solution. It can't just be the government funding the arts. It has to be also art lovers. And there are many of those in this community, and we know how important it is.
Let's go to Anna on the phones. And Anna, welcome to The Source. You're on the air, Anna. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? So my question is, you know, for those of us that would like to get more information, who should we contact? Is there a website that we would be able to reach? What's the name of the organization? How are we able to get more involved with these types of programs in the future.
And so back to Debbie Rockesetter, since you're the boss, executive director of the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture.
If you go to sanantonio.gov/arts, you can find resources for artists, for arts organizations, as well as an events calendar to tell folks where to go to access the arts in San Antonio.
All right. And so Diana Hidalgo, Cultural Affairs Administrator, talking about how individuals, all of us, could become funders for the arts. Is that being something, I mean, there's patron sites, it could just be like $5 a month or even less that people can sign up for if there's an artist that they like, that they want to support them. Do we have resources in San Antonio that kind of direct us to local artists who that we can participate in that way?
Yes, so we have varying resources. If you go onto our website, as Debbie said, sanantonio.gov/arts, there is a donate to the arts page up at the top, and that you know, is a portal for individuals to donate money to the arts right there. Or, you know, as you mentioned, there are a lot of programming online through Zoom, which is great, but our hope is that individuals will learn about some of these agencies that maybe they didn't know about before, or the arts agencies that they love, that they will reach out to those agencies to donate to them. You know, the online programming is free, but if you love their programming, please, you know, contact them and donate directly to them. They would love to get your support. We are also in the process of launching a San Antonio Artist Registry, which will be launched in March. And so that will be another way for the San Antonio community to find artists. So we're excited about that portal also.
I have an email question from Dancer. Can creators living in Bexar County but working with San Antonio artists apply for support? Crystal Jones.
As our grants program for the individual artist is for San Antonio artists with San Antonio addresses. But of course, if you are partnering with a San Antonio artist, that artist can apply for our individual artist grants, and of course loop in other artists to be collaborative. So I think it's identifying who the San Antonio artists are that you're collaborating with and making sure that it's a cohesive application process. The same way these artists can also collaborate with organizations, whether they're arts organizations or even organizations in other sectors, to bring art programming to a variety of venues.
Diana Hidalgo, Cultural Affairs Administrator, where would you want the status, how healthy or how robust do you think our art community can be when we finally declare the pandemic over? Do you think we'll be able to bounce back pretty quickly?
I hope that we are. I mean, I know that our artists want to create works and they want to show their art, and I know that the community wants to see it. But, you know, right now we just have to wait until it's safe for us to be able to do that. And I know everybody is hopeful that that will come soon, so that we can enjoy, you know, everything that that our artists have to offer and that our city has to offer.
And Crystal Jones, I mean, everyone has been going through this harrowing experience, living through the pandemic, having losses. Then there's what happened this last week, and I thought that was pretty rough on a lot of folks. I mean, the art exists in order to document and allow people to express the emotional impact of life, and we've had a lot of that lately. So I mean, this is important for the mental and emotional health of a community. I mean, do you see that coming through the art?
You are absolutely right. Many of the programming that Debbie mentioned and Diana mentioned on our events calendar are exactly speaking to that. So there's artists and organizations that input events into our events calendar that you can attend. They even have pricing models to help all of us impacted by COVID and last week's events. So they have pay-as-you-can models. And many of the programming does speak specifically to what we're going through as a community and a nation. And there's artwork that's very specific about COVID and the struggles that we're facing. And so our artists really lead conversations when it comes to the health and wellness of our community and nation. And I really encourage everyone to go to sanantonio.gov/arts to be a part of this program, because really, arts brings so much to our lives on a daily basis, and it's important to see it.
And Debbie Rockesitter, executive director of the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture, what's the council? What do they expect you to do? What standard are they holding you up to? What do they want to see you accomplish?
Well, our mayor and city council are very supportive of the arts, 100% across the board. They believe in our artists. They believe in the authenticity of what we have here in San Antonio to showcase around the world, but to our own people, for us to enjoy as well. So we have a very supportive mayor and city council, and we've been very bold in coming up with new ways to keep things going, to be sustainable, to be equitable, and they've been supportive all the way.
And the outcomes that they want you, what are your deliverables?
Well, obviously they want more art. They want art all over the city. They want to see more diverse programming. And that's something that we will be moving towards as this core grants program unfolds.
And final words, what do you have for someone who may be listening, who is an artist who has not been able to access these funds? What do they need to know?
Well, go to our website, and you can also email us. Our email address is on our website at sanantonio.gov/arts, and we're looking forward to hearing from artists as well as our community.
Debbie Rockesitter, Executive Director of the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture, also joined by Crystal Jones, Marketing, Film, and Music Administrator for the City of San Antonio's Arts and Culture, and Diana Hidalgo, a Cultural Affairs Administrator for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture. Thank all of you today for joining us. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies, produced by Kim Johnson and Dallas Williams, with production assistance provided by Ruben Garcia and Kathleen Creedon. Dan Katz is TPR's news director. Support for The Source comes from contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.